It's not the clear road. It's a path. Virginity is very important for us. That's why Jesus should come out from a virgin. Because the path you're supposed to walk, I'm sorry, it's not my path. You cannot imitate me. I have my own path. You have your own, which is virgin for you to discover. Logic? My God, logic is the simplest explanation of common road. I'm talking about your path. That special path you have. First of all, it's virgin. Nobody ever done that. Secondly, it's illogical. It's normal. I said, look at this path. Here, the word for path is tariq. You know, tariqa is something else, a part of sharia. Sharia was that taqlid he was talking about. And he said, if you're blind, okay, do that. But find somebody with vision. Here comes to the other part and say, listen, look at this tariq, which is virgin, and it's illogical. And if you're not surprised yet, look at this illogical and virgin path, which is accepted in the heart of the good, acceptable people here. That's what the trick is. This path I'm talking about is virgin. It's illogical, but is accepted by the heart of all heartful people we know. Isn't that enough for you to give up a little bit of that dictatorship of your logic, quote unquote, scientific or realistic understanding? Yes?
As in fear of Adam, devil and wild beast fled to the islands from envy, so in fear of the miracles of the prophets have the skeptics slunk away under the grass, that they may live in hypocrisy with the reputation of being Muslims.
This is the trick. There is something in between. Let me tell you, there are some people that they pretend that they are one of us, but they are the logical fellows. They hide it somehow. They will say, yes, we are believers. But they don't really believe in that. They don't get it. They imitate you because they want to have a place in this communal space we are living in. Yes?
That they may live in hypocrisy with the reputation of being Muslims, and that you may not know who they are. Like counterfeiters, they smear the base coin with silver and the name of the king.
Do you know? Those counterfeiters, what they do? They don't make something they want. They imitate something that is there. They try to bring the superficial part of that counterfeit. Normally is the coin. And the coin is because of the metal. That metal could be corrupt, but covered with a layer of gold and the face of the king on it and things like that. This is how a lot of people imitate being a believer. They think that they are spiritual. Yes?
The outward form of their words is profession of the divine unity and the religion. The inward meaning thereof is like darnel seed in bread. The philosopher has not the stomach to breathe a word. If he utter a word, the true religion will confound him.
This is the problem with this subject you are studying. Ladies and gentlemen, the philosophers, they don't dare to talk about this. So, they put it aside altogether. They declare it non-scientific. Isn't it the case? They say this is non-scientific and you cannot prove it, therefore let go of it. Yes?
His hand and foot are inanimate, and whatever his spirit says, those two are under its control. Albeit they propound suspicion with their tongues, their hands and feet give testimony.
Says the feet, that the knowledge of immutability. It's back to imitation. That imitation that a lot of people do, and they believe they're religious people. They're following this leader, mullah or pope or aham or whatever. They say, yeah. They say they are the followers. I'm not listening to them. I'm listening to their hand and feet. What they do, where they go. They are heading towards a selfish existence, and they're doing everything for themselves. So I don't need to listen to their claims, because everybody claims to be good. And that's something that doesn't bother us. These are good notices to you. We'll come back to this. Please remind me next time. We'll start from this pillar and remind me that we read this, we talked about it a lot, and you have 1 month to reflect on it. Reflect on this part, because this is an interesting part. If we talk about the unbelievable part and miracles in our stories, how to handle them, because this is important. We'll come back to this subject next year, inshallah. Now, where were we?
You said you had more.
I mean, yes, it's coming. Don't worry.
It's, pardon?
Yes.
It's interesting. I don't know, for me, I don't know if he's making the association as well, but the virgin would be the opposite of the slave girl, who has had many associations. The virgin would be pure and unique.
Yes.
And the slave girl, the handmaid,
has
been passed around to a lot of different lovers before she even meets the
king. You could make that comparison. Rumi didn't. Because for Rumi, this virgin is so beautiful and lovely that he doesn't even like the idea of bringing the handmaiden here yet. Because that handmaiden will change. You know, in the process of this book, you will see that handmaiden changing in a different processes. One of them is the next story. Next story, there is no king and handmaiden. There is a man and a woman. We put them side by side to talk about it. Later, you know that this Kaniz will appear in one of the most pornographic story of this book. This Kaniz will be here. Then we'll see this Kaniz growing up to become the queen, Al-Ghais, with the Solomon and all that. So that Kaniz is there. But Rumi will just point towards this holy part, because we don't want to ruin the deep meaning of it by conversing a lot about it. So, the homework. The homework is to answer to a very, very simple question, which is quite legal. Legally, I could ask you that. On a piece of paper, no more than 2 pages, no less than 1. Put down, what did you learn from my teaching from the beginning up to here? How about that? You learned something, I hope. Put it down, okay. And for those of you who are wishing for a very happy, relaxing holidays, and you don't like to work a lot and things like that, I will give you a hint. If you didn't succeed, you didn't find enough time and things like that, you could cheat. You could write down that up to here, we hear 6.5 stories from Rumi, started from this, and now the 7th one is this. And with these stories, Rumi touched these bases.